at this time, can I just get on record what the charges are for the three individuals that have been arrested?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, all three of the defendants have been each charged with capital murder in Madison County. I'm told that there will be some additional charges being forthcoming in Hinds County. But as far as Madison County, they've each been charged with capital murder involving the death of the young child during the commission of the kidnapping.
And is there any foresight on whether those charges could be increased or changed, or if other suspects can be added?
At this point, there does not appear that there are any additional suspects. The investigation is still ongoing at this time. There is evidence still being collected. There's evidence that's being analyzed. The vehicle is being processed. So there's a lot of moving parts at this stage of the investigation. There would be no charges to which they could be upgraded to. Capital murder is the most severe charge that we have. But we will, once the investigation is complete, we're going to look at everything and make sure that all three defendants are properly charged and that they all three were active participants in the death.
Is there a bond set for them right now?
At this point, there is no bond. Their first court appearance will be Monday at 10 o'clock a.m. in Madison County Justice Court. They'll have their initial appearance. At that point, they'll be made aware of their charges, and the court will address bond. We are going to ask the court to hold these three defendants without bond, and a decision on that will be made Monday at their initial appearance.
For the initial appearance, you said it is going to be in Madison County. Is that where it will stay because that's where he was found, or will Hinds County have anything to do with where they're being charged and whatnot?
It appears from all the evidence we've gathered at this point that the victim was killed in Madison County. So we will continue to maintain jurisdiction over the murder case. Of course, there is the possibility that Hinds County could file charges as it relates to the theft of the vehicle, but as it relates to the death of the victim, those charges will be prosecuted in Madison County.
Has there been any confirmation on either the whereabouts of a murder weapon or what they believe that he was shot with?
They do believe that it was a handgun. That handgun has not been recovered at this point in the investigation, but efforts are underway in an attempt to recover the weapon. While we believe we've got all the suspects in custody, you know, we're still in the process of gathering and collecting evidence, you know, analyzing evidence that's been collected. So, you know, we've still got a lot of work ahead of us,
mm-hmm.
but I feel very good where we are. You know, at this stage of the investigation, which is basically a day into the investigation, having all the suspects in custody and having gotten as far as we've been able to in, you know, roughly 24 hours.